93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
A citywide processional will be held today for the former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. It'll start with the Wilson Building, where Barry's body is located. At 9 a.m., the processional will take the body to the Temple of Praise Church in Southeast, where a tribute starts at 3 p.m. and memorial service at 6 p.m. A new round of protests is underway in Washington, sparked by grand jury decisions not to indict white police officers who killed unarmed blacks. A demonstration last night along Constitution Ave Northwest halted traffic between 15th and 17th streets. In other news, a teenager was stabbed because the suspects wanted his Jordan sneakers. Police are looking for at least two suspects after a 14-year-old boy from Hospitality High School unsuccessfully chased his assailants into the subway system yesterday morning. The victim wasn't taken to the hospital until he got off the train at Gallery Place. A man was found shot to death behind the wheel of his Cadillac on Anacostia Ave in Northeast D.C. Police believe he may have been working as a courtesy driver. The victim has not yet been identified. Three teens were charged in connection with a murder in Clinton, Maryland yesterday. 17-year-old Israel Salvador Alas was found dead in the 8300 block of Woodyard Road around 1 p.m. Police believe the attackers thought the victim was a member of a rival gang. Three teens aged 15 and 16, all from Temple Hills, were charged with first-degree murder and will be tried as adults. Metrorail riders on the Orange Line should add extra time to their trips tomorrow. Five stations between Minnesota Ave and New Carrollton at the eastern end of the line will be affected. Hopefully, more peaceful times are ahead of us. President Obama says the Christmas season brings the nation together. Last night, the first family helped light the national Christmas tree with around 60,000 bulbs in President's Park. I'm Britton, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.